We have House Bill 1236, which is to authorize auction agencies to accept for sale vehicles owned by vehicle manufacturers under certain conditions. Representative Knoll.
Mr. Chairman, may I introduce the bill from here?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee. Well, this bill comes to you because of a certain contracts agreements between manufacturers and their dealers. Sometimes there are vehicles that have not been titled in a state. In other words, they have the manufacturer's origin, identity of origin, and they're offered for on an auction to their dealers, to only their dealers. Well, there's a problem in South Dakota because our auction laws state that anyone should have the option to bid at an auction, a public auction. This bill is hopefully going to address that particular issue, and with more detailed information, I would yield to Jerry Vogler.
Have you signed in, Jerry?
Yes, I have.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Jerry Vogler. I'm a registered lobbyist for the Sioux Falls Auto Auction. And we come and ask for your support of House Bill 1236. The bill that is before you, and we do have an amendment, and if I may, Mr. Chair, if I could just circulate that.
Yes, that'd be fine. Why don't you give it to the page, Jerry, and she can see that it gets around. Just see that all the members get a copy of that, please.
Thank you. The legislation that's before you, and with the amendment that's being passed around, we have worked very long and hard throughout this legislative session to reach a compromise. And this legislation is supported by not only the Sioux Falls Auto Auction, but also supported by General Motors, and they have a representative here. And it's also supported by the New Car Dealers Association, and I think Mr. Gregerson will be here as well. The purpose of this bill is that currently in law, regulated lenders, financial institutions, and insurance companies are allowed to sell, as well as dealers are allowed to sell vehicles through a car auction agency. There are 50, General Motors has 50 General Motors sponsored auctions in the United States. What this bill will do is it will allow a car auction agency to host one of those factory sponsored sales in South Dakota. And the Sioux Falls Auto Auction is a very tremendous success story here in South Dakota, and it was started in August of 1990, and last year it employed 108 full and part-time people. They sold 12,000 cars through that auction last year, and with the help of this legislation and the geographics of Sioux Falls, they think that they've got a growth potential of 25,000 cars at that auction. Very significant payer of property taxes. Last year they contributed well over $100,000 to the state of South Dakota in terms of sales tax, with the being annexed into the city of T, that just based on current business volume, that will grow to over $200,000 next year. They spend thousands of dollars on getting cars prepared to sell, and there are 250 to 300 dealers that attend that sale every week, and those people come from five states, and then they spend money. In addition to buying cars, they spend money on lodging and so forth. But the legislation will benefit the franchise car dealers in that it will provide dealers to provide automobiles to those dealers that they can use in turn to service their customers. Currently, those dealers are having to attend auctions in Minneapolis, Denver, Billings, Omaha. And essentially what this bill does is allow us to bring some business back into South Dakota. And if there are any questions of the committee, I'd be happy to address those, but we would appreciate your support for the bill and would ask that ask for your approval of the amendment as well.
Thank you. We'll hold questions until all proponents of the bill have testified.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Dave Gerdes. I'm a lawyer from Peer, and I'm a registered lobbyist for General Motors Corporation. General Motors fully supports the bill and also supports the amendment. I need to address the amendment for a moment because it was really General Motors' interest in the bill that caused us some confusion in coming up with the correct language. The reason for the amendment was that if you look at the bill on page 1, line 10, there's a reference that's being stricken to Chapter 54-7. Chapter 54-7 was repealed a number of years ago, and there was a fear that there was not any way to identify a GMAC, which of course provides a lot of cars to this auction, both lease takebacks. Once you're done with your lease, they turn it back, and if the dealer doesn't want to sell it, then they sell it at auction. And also vehicles that have the manufacturer's statement of origin on them. And so we had originally come up with this language that you see that's in the bill that's underlined on line 10. Well, Jerry and I and Dick Gregerson spent about an hour and a half yesterday trying to come up with the right language because we finally decided that 54-3A was not the correct reference. So the amendment makes the correct reference. GMAC is, in fact, licensed under Chapter 54-4, and so that legitimizes GMAC's use of the car auction. And again, I would be available for any questions, but we think it's a pretty clean bill. It, there isn't anybody that doesn't like it. It accomplishes what everybody wants, and so that's what we like to see around here.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Gerdes. Other proponents of House Bill 1236. Proponents of House Bill 1236. Have you signed in, Mr. Gregerson?
No. This is the auction bill, isn't it?
Just
I will sign in.
Well, after you testify, I just relax. It looks like you're winded.
I just ran up from the basement. I just Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Dick Gregerson. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Automobile Dealers Association. We've been working on this bill with the proponents. We're satisfied with the language, and we support the bill in its present form. Any questions?
We're going to hold questions until all proponents have testified. Thank you. Other proponents to House Bill 1236? Seeing none, questions of the proponents from the committee. Representative Jim Peterson.
Yes, I'll direct this question to Jerry. The way I understand this bill, then, this bill would allow GMAC to have a closed auction for GMC dealers only of their vehicles. Is that correct? This isn't authorizing factory cars to be sold to all used dealers. It's just to General Motors dealers.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Go right ahead.
The what the bill does is for vehicles with an MCO, a manufacturer's certificate of origin, brand new vehicles, those vehicles can only be offered to franchise dealers with the same vehicle line make. So in other words, if General Motors is coming in and offering a vehicle for sale, a brand new vehicle that is a brand new Chevy, only franchise Chevy dealers can bid on that.
Did you have a follow-up?
Follow-up question. Mm-hmm. Now, this wouldn't limit it exclusively to GMAC. It would also let Ford and Chrysler and everyone have that privilege, too?
Correct. And, Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Go right ahead, yes. Mr. Volker.
Yes, that is correct. And the reason why we're speaking of General Motors, is that Sioux Falls Auto Auction has an agreement with General Motors to hold the sale. They hope to, at some point, to be able to expand that.
Did you have a follow-up question?
Just a follow-up. Could I make a short statement?
Sure. Go right ahead.
I wholeheartedly, having attended auto auctions across this nation from Arizona to Florida, I wholeheartedly support this bill because it would produce more income to the state of South Dakota, and it would allow what's being done at many states across the nation to be done in South Dakota. Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions? Representative Elliott?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Larry, my question kind of parallels Representative Peterson's question, and it is perhaps a little redundant, but I want to be absolutely sure that General Motors is the prime candidate at this point. Will Ford and Chrysler be authorized to have similar relationships with the auto auction in Sioux Falls?
Mr. Chair. Yes, the bill would allow Ford and Chrysler to have such sales.
Thank you.
Other questions of the proponents of House Bill 1236? Representative Van Norman.
I'd like one of the proponents to answer. How will this impact the local car dealers in South Dakota?
What General Motors is attempting to do is they want to be able to service the rural dealers in South Dakota better. And South Dakota and rural states such as South Dakota, the dealers that attend the Sioux Falls Auto Auction, they come from North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, and Wisconsin. And what they're attempting to do by setting up this type of an auction, and they're actually doing this on a trial basis, is to better service those dealers. What they're finding is that through these trial auctions that they're doing is that they're getting franchise dealers to attend these auctions that previously did not. So the benefit to the car dealers is it will make the cars more readily available and reduce their transportation cost.
Other questions of the proponent? Representative Tupel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just had a question. Mr. Gregerson said that he supported the bill as it currently is. Can I assume that he also supports the amendment? Is that correct?
I would let Mr. Gregerson answer that.
Did you hear the question, Mr. Gregerson?
Yes, I support the amendment.
Other questions of the proponents? Hearing none. Opponents to House Bill 1236. Are there any opponents to House Bill 1236? Seeing none. Representative Abdallah, do you want to ask any questions of the opponents?
I'll reserve those.
We'll close the committee hearing to we'll close the public hearing to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Abdallah.
That was Representative Knoll.
Yes. Mr. Chairman.
Representative Knoll.
Don't insult me, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'd move the amendment.
Second.
Representative Knoll moves the amendment, seconded by Representative Abdallah. Discussion on the amendment. Hearing none. Discussion on the House Bill 1236 as amended. Great. All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Discussion on House Bill 1236 as amended. Representative Flowers.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm a little bit aware of this business. My father used to be a used car dealer for many, many years, and this is probably 25, 30 years ago. He used to go to Mason City, Iowa, to purchase vehicles, and at that time they had this type of an auction periodically where it was the dealer only auction that was not open to him because he dealt in used cars, but they had them years and years ago, and I guess it seems strange to me that it's taken this long that this company has started in South Dakota and we haven't had this bill. Maybe it just started in the last, well, they've been in business a year or two, Jerry. The auto auction.
They started in
Go ahead. Yeah.
They started in 1990.
Yeah. But I mean, okay.
You get to it takes a while. Yep.
The auction started in 1990, but at achieving the level of a car auction agency when you get a factory-sponsored sale is really a milestone in terms of auto auctions.
Okay. Well, I'll answer my question because I've just seen it funny that they haven't done that before. But with that, I'll make a motion that we send the bill to the floor. Do pass as amended.
Representative Flowers moves a due pass on House Bill 1236 as amended, seconded by Representative Gordon Peterson. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none. All in favor will say aye. Opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Abdullah?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Flowers?
Aye.
Grizzly?
Aye.
Kenny?
Aye.
Koistinen?
Aye.
Knoll?
Aye.
Koistra?
Aye.
Jim Peterson?
Aye.
Tufel?
Aye.
Van Norman?
Aye.
Gordon Peterson?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Unanimous.
House Bill 1236, having received a vote of 13 to nothing, is a due pass to the floor. Representative Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Leader. I would move consent.
Second.
A motion for consent and seconded by Representative Jim Peterson. All in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. HB 1236 goes on the consent calendar.
Thank you.
Thank you.